Lehigh Valley Business Sentiment Index gave back some of its gains from last October.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Kamran Afshar Survey of the Valley Businesses is a quarterly survey that has been conducted since 1998. In January, the Business Sentiment Index in the Valley dropped from its highs reached back in October of last year. However, the index is still 5% above last January's level. All indices in our model gave back some of their last October's gains, with the index of future plant purchases dropping by 5%. We calculate an indicator called the momentum for each of our indices, which is a combination of variables roughly representing the percent of companies making a change and the amount of that change. This gives us an indicator of direction and strength of movement. The momentum for planned purchases for the next 6 months continues to decline, which indicates high probability of continued drop in purchases during the first half of this year. The employment indices, which almost reached their record highs in October, also gave back some of their gains in January. The rate of layoffs among businesses which participated in our survey, it's now well below its boom years of 2005-2006 level. And the rate of hiring, which surpassed those previous levels, peaked in October, has now dropped back to those levels again. Average business in the Valley is still adding more employees at a high rate, and initial unemployment claims in the Valley has dropped well into a range associated with tight labor market. The Valley's pool of labor is thinning in total, numbers in general, and expertise in particular. In its fourth tight labor market over the last 40 years. The only part of tight labor market which has not yet totally materialized is a strong increase in local wages, something that we fully expect to see in the coming months. Businesses participating in the survey experienced slight drop in their revenues in January, and the percent of businesses expecting to see increases in their revenues has been declining for some time now. The economy, which has been recovering since 2009, was given a booster earlier last year in the form of tax cuts. The boost started to taper off last summer. The government shutdown is sure to further slow down economic growth during the first quarter. The concerns about the future of the economy are not limited to businesses. Consumer sentiment also dropped in early January due to an across-the-board drop in consumer confidence in future growth of the economy. None of these predicts a recession. However, all of these indicate an increase in the sense of uncertainty among businesses and consumers, which cannot be good for the economy. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.